Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is following through on his threat to invoke Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution. And that is bad news for Catalonia's bid for independence. Mr. Rajoy has called a special cabinet meeting tomorrow, and if he does invoke Article 155, it will allow him to take full control of the autonomous region. Spanish government spokesman Iñigo Méndez de Vigo says the government will use all resources available to try to restore order.
Que nadie dude que el gobierno pondrá todos los medios a su alcance para...
Nobody doubts that the government will use all available resources to restore legality and constitutional order and regain peaceful coexistence for citizens and stop the deterioration in political and judicial insecurity. The only ones who are responsible are the leaders of the Catalan government, who are causing economic and social damage in Catalonia.
The move comes after Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont ignored a deadline to drop his government's secession campaign. In fact, Mr. Puigdemont wrote a letter to Mr. Rajoy threatening a formal declaration of independence. The Catalan leader made the letter public 1 minute before a deadline from Mr. Rajoy to retract last week's ambiguous, suspended declaration of independence. The letter read, "If the government continues to impede dialogue and continues with the repression, the Catalan Parliament could proceed, if it is considered opportune, to vote on a formal declaration of independence." Mr. Puigdemont's party would support any decision to lift the suspension of the Declaration of Independence, as coordinator Marta Pascal explains.
We have asked the President that if the state decides to apply Article 155, he should lift the suspension of the Declaration of Independence and make effective the mandate of October 1st.
Catalonia triggered Spain's biggest political crisis in decades with its October 1st independence referendum, which Spanish courts have deemed illegal. If Mr. Rajoy does invoke Article 155, it wouldn't be fully effective until at least next week. This resident says the Spanish government's Article 155 threat is pushing people towards independence.
They're making people more pro-independence. They're making people more pro-independence with these games they are playing. What they are doing is making people more pro-independence through the way they are acting. That's what I think.
Only 43% of people voted in the referendum. Those who did vote were overwhelmingly in favour of independence, but it's believed most people opposing secession did not vote. The verbal battle between the leaders has increased the uncertainty over a standoff which has raised fears of social unrest. It's also cut growth prospects for the Eurozone's fourth largest economy and shaken the euro. European Council President Donald Tusk says there is no room for any kind of mediation.
There is no hiding that the situation in Spain is concerning, but our position, I mean the institutions and member states, are clear. There is no room, no space for any kind of mediation. Not in our agenda. We have, all of us, I think, our own emotions, opinions, assessments, but formally speaking, there's no space for the EU interventions here.
The terms of Article 155 are vague, and its implementation appears likely to spur more wrangling between the two parties. The Spanish government's options range from closing down the regional parliament and expelling politicians to a softer, more targeted approach. In theory, though, it could take control of the region's finances and police and call a snap election.